Hi, everybody. Yesterday I was talking to conversing with a troll. And what became pretty evident was that the person was a total imbecile. Probably believed what they were saying, but an imbecile nevertheless. Because I explained to them that, you know, the 9/11 issue, the whole world saw two planes, but there was three buildings taken down. Well, that's basic maths. Children would even get that. That's a scientific impossibility, right? And so I couldn't get through to the guy, a total imbecile. And you've got to remember that what's really happening today, we're starting to see a massive divergence in mankind and woman heading this way with the knowledge, and the imbeciles, the cretins, and the retards going that way, yeah? So much so, it's quite obvious to me that there's something really interesting going on, and possibly part of this prophecy. See, we know it's a genocide. Anybody that says it isn't, like these cretins who can't get their head around it, they can't get their head around the 9/11 thing, but they also can't get their head around the fact that this is a genocide. But I'm going to try and explain it to people, because we need to try and save as many as we possibly can. In 1976, the US stopped the flu vaccine being given because it killed 25 people. As of this week, there's 501 being killed with the COVID-19 vaccination in the USA. They're not stopping. There's another strain. You need some more. We need to push. We've got this moonshot. We need to get as much as we can. And the possible fuse is 3 to 6 months away. So we're going to see more numbers grow. It'll be passed off as a pathogen, a new variant, Kent variant, whatever variant. Let's call it Johnson Hancock, the cock variant. Let's call it cocky variant. The very cocky political class who don't understand that if there's nobody to rule over, no need for politicians, no need for rulers if there's nobody to rule over. It's quite interesting. So there's this massive divergence, where we've got government telling people that they need to pretend that they've got this virus. You've got to pretend you've got it. That's Munchausen syndrome, a mental health problem. So they want the whole country to have a mental health issue and pretend that they've got this this virus. Absolutely bizarre. We've got the cock and his pals coming out with this, you know, we need to give these people 10 years for travelling around the world. Need to put a block on all that, and we need to stop everybody doing anything. But let's just go back to this, you know, the fact that this is genocide. Because if they're not going to stop, even though they've got all of this current data, then what is it? What is it with an experimental vaccine and breached the Nuremberg Code? What is it? I mean, Anthony Fauci himself did a study to show that the mask wearing was, as a matter of fact, the real killer in the Spanish flu, because people were getting the pneumonia, they were getting bacterial pneumonia, and that's what we're dying of, not the Spanish flu, but this bacterial pneumonia that was caused by contamination of the masks. Any cretin that wears a mask, or a retard, I mean double mask, double retard, full retard. The government are obviously in a massive panic. They're panicking. That's why they're spending billions. That's why I'm really positive about this. Because we've got the evidence. We've got the prima facie evidence. What I was going to say, a lady got arrested in Dundee. She's been charged with endangering life by handout leaflets to say that the vaccines are dangerous. Now, we've got the evidence to say they are dangerous. So she's got a very, very good case. But what she should have, political cover, believers, I've told people before, I'm going to tell them again, this is going to be crucial in the divergence going forward. The evidence is absolutely stark, right? And the reason why the government now rolling out the big guns. So I had Fat Elton in the paper yesterday, Sir Elton, right? And what I'm quite surprised about, right, Is he trying to take over, right, from where Freddie Mercury, because obviously he's encouraging people to get this contaminated bioweapon, right? Is he trying to take Freddie Mercury's title as Killer Queen? Because that's what I kind of understand, because it's starting to look like he's trying to steal Freddie's title as the Killer Queen by, you know, telling people. I mean, obviously we know what the corona really stands for. I mean, you've got to be pretty dim to not get that. That is the Killer Queen. So we've got all this Killer Queen stuff going on. And knowledge, like I said, divergence, 15 million I'm looking for. That's all I want, 15 million. The rest, unfortunately, it's a matter for them. They can carry on like the cretinous imbecile I spoke to yesterday who doesn't know the difference between 2 and 3. I've got 2-year-olds that know that. And I've also got 2-year-olds that should know what a conspiracy theorist actually is. It's a detective.